Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Hayirachuk mibeis haskila kasar amos. If he was 10 amos away from the area where they do the skila, omum lo, they would say to him, hisfadei. And once they got to 10 amos away, they would say, you got to do vidoy. Shekin darach hamu masin misvadim. Because people who die say vidoy. Shekala misvadi yeshu chelik l'olam haba. Anyone who says vidoy is a chelik in olam haba. Shekin matzinu ba'achan, shom lo Yeshua. We find by Achan that Yeshua said, in b'ni, sim that he said, give honor to Hashem and give gratitude. And Achan, who had sinned with taking spoils from Yericho, and he was responsible for the Jewish people losing the battle of Ai, so he said vidui. Uminayin shekipa lo viduyo. How do I know his vidui worked? Shnemar vayomi Yeshua me'achartanu ya'akor Hashem b'yom hazeh, that because Yeshua said you've done something terrible. Yom hazeh ata achor v'yata achor l'olam haba. That today you're sullied, but you're not going to be sullied in olam haba. V'meini yodeh l'svados. And if the guy doesn't know how to do vidui, omrim lo emor te misasi kapar al kalavanosai. We teach him. We say this, say that my misa should be an atonement for all my averos. Rabbi Yudom and Hayodeh shehu mezuman omer te misasi kapar al kalavanosai chutz me'avon. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the guy knows that he's being railroaded, that he's being that he's really innocent of the crime for which he is being killed, he can say, I'm saying vidoy in all my averos, and I want my averos, my misa to be a kapara for all my averos, except for this avero, because this avero doesn't exist. Lo lacham said back, that's a terrible idea. Im ken yu kal adam omer kach kedei l'nakal sasatzman. Everyone's gonna do that in order to vindicate themselves, make people believe that they're not guilty. So we do not give them that option of saying except for this avera. Mishnah Gimel Hayirachok mibeis haskila arba amos. Once they got to within four Amos of the Beis Haskila, Mavshit and also Spagadav, they would take off his clothing. Heish mechas nosal milfanav. A man would have a small covering in front of his body to provide some level of dignity. Veish milfanav machreh, and a woman both in the front and the back of her body. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chama say, no, a woman is not stoned naked at all, because the lack of dignity for a woman is more painful for her than the physical pain of the incremental increase in physical pain by not having having the protection of clothing and therefore dying a slower death. Meaning, when a person is niskal arum, they die more quickly. So in a certain way, that is more painless. But a woman would rather have more pain and less indignity of being undressed, whereas a man would rather have the indignity. The indignity is not as great. So to view what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we said when they get 10 amos away from the Beis Haskila, they would have him say vidui, and we learned it from Achan, and there was a machlokes tanaim, whether if he's still maintaining his innocence, he could say that I want my misa to be a kapara for everything except for this avera. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said when they got to within 4 amos of the Beis Haskila, they would take off his clothing, but the Tanakh holds both men and women were stoned without clothing, but they covered. Women were covered with a little bit on the front and the back, men only on the front. And the Chama say, no, a woman is not stoned unclothed at all. Only a man is going to be stoned unclothed. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet.